You know, I like to keep this show light and humorous and fluffy. But at the same time, every once in a while, I feel compelled to talk about the political stuff. Not on the political, this side, that side kind of thing, but about the leadership of our country. I think every once in a while, you just gotta open your eyes and get it out. So sit tight, baby.
Ron Van Dam is an experienced talk show host. Do not attempt to try this at home.
On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight. Things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Oh yeah, I do.
Whatever.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Robin.
Back, relax, grab a cup of coffee, a cup of tea, whatever your liquid libation may be in the morning, and join us as we take a look at the world around us. As much as it's a pleasure to be with you, the pleasure is actually all yours. And now, here's your host, Ron Van Dam.
Thank you very much, Julie. Welcome to the program. How are you today? I didn't mean to leave you out. Are you okay? I don't know. Are you all right? I'm concerned about you. You're not looking well. Oh, wait a minute. That's not you. That's the other person. No, you're looking okay. No, it's him. Yeah, he's not looking well. How are you, ladies and gentlemen? I live in a very bizarre time. How about you? Let me just be clear about this. I'm going to be honest and open, like a gutted fish. If you voted for Donald Trump and you're happy and you know it and you're clapping your hands, I can't talk to you. Because this is like religion. You know, you're going to follow this false Jesus as far as you can right off the cliff, and there's nothing I can do to stop you. I can put down speed bumps, but you're still going to like walk right over them. So there's nothing much I can do about that. All I can do is just express something, and you pick up on it if you want to. If you don't, then just go to bed, take a NyQuil, and just go to sleep. For everybody else, I'm thinking of actually starting a business where I do online therapy specifically for those Americans who are being stressed out beyond their ability because of this Don guy who's the president. This guy is stressing people out. I feel it. A lot of my friends are feeling it. Not you probably, but other people, big time. There are enough people who are on a daily situation in the back of their minds concerned about the rug being pulled out from under them with no replacement rug. If you're one of those people, I think I'm going to start a company and offer specific online therapy to you. I am also going to invest very, very heavily, because I want to make money just like you do. Maybe this is what Trump was talking about when he said the economy will get better. Listen to this. How about if I come up with a drug or how about if I create, how about if I just start investing in drugs that relax the mind a little bit, you know, like maybe marijuana or maybe some chill pills, you know, that that take the anxiety out of life because of what's been created by that fool on the hill. So if I invest heavily in pharmaceuticals that are anxiety relief medications, I think doctors are going to start prescribing this for everybody eventually, if not already. Those are two ways to make money. I'm going to embark probably on one of them because one must take advantage in today's economy of any opportunity. And this is what I see in the future. Here's the bottom line, and I don't know if you're going to follow me or not on this. I really don't know. Here's the bottom line. If you've been living on the planet for an extended period of time in the United States, you're used to something called democracy, okay? This is something that you get used to because you live in a land that is supposed to be the shining beacon of it throughout the planet. This is the democracy poster child country, and we've lived it. What's going on here, I'm going to break this down so simply for you, and you're going to understand me, and you're going to go, Ron, you're like absolutely right about this. Sound like Trump. Whatever I think, I'm smarter than you are. I'm smarter than you are. Trump is a businessman. He's a self-proclaimed billionaire with his father's money, you know, stuff. He's a billionaire. He runs a business. Did you ever watch a show called The Apprentice? I don't know if you've heard of this. I think you have. On this show, there's a guy who looks just like Donald Trump who sits behind this large board desk in this opulent building called Trump Tower. This sounds like a fictional piece, but it's true. He named the tower after himself. He lives on the top of it. His apartment, his living quarters, which is a two-floor suite, I believe, two or three floors of the top of this tower, this shining tower. It's gold-leafed furniture imported from the finest countries, very rare items. He sits in these thrones. The chairs look like thrones. The marble floors and just incredible opulence in your face. This, I swear, there is a guy like this. He's called Donald Trump. And he sits in a boardroom, and the people sitting next to him are his cronies, and they agree with everything he says. They say, yes, boss, yes, yes, I agree with you, boss. Yes, boss, yes, boss. Nobody disagrees with the man. He sits in a boardroom and he judges other people that are vying for a title, and the winner becomes a part of his organization, his organization, his world, his domineering company, which he touts as the greatest company ever existed by the grace of God. It's not fiction, though. That's the odd part. In this setting, Donald Trump is the king. All people report to him. He has the ability to sit in his throne and say, you're fired, get out, you're fired, get out. You, I don't like you, get out. I like you, you stay. I don't like you, get out. This is what he did and has done for all of his career. The man on top of the tower in opulence, directing people that they're fired, or I like you, you can stay, until I don't like you, then you're fired. Businesses do not run on democracy. If you've ever worked for a company, except for a few, they are not run by democracy. The owner of the company, the boss, the general manager doesn't walk in and say, I want you all to vote today as to what you think we should do with this place. Shall we get company cars? Should we go to the Johnson account? Should we actually pursue the Johnson account? Please vote now. It's not like that. Companies are not run like that, and certainly not the Donald Trump organization. That is ruled and led by an iron hand, an iron fist. You're fired. You're fired. That's his key word. You're fired. You thought you had a job to support your family? You're fired. Get out. This is who you voted for. He took the only expertise he knew, which he considered to be ultimate success, and he wants to run the country as a business. Don't argue with me. That's the truth. I don't want to hear it from you. You know that's true. You thought that if the country were run like a business, like the United States of Company, you thought if the United States were run like a business and handled like a business, that this country would be efficient, that government is slow, inefficient, horrible. Congress, too slow. They don't do anything. I don't like what goes on in the White House. I'm going to put somebody in there that's going to run this country like a business, efficient, business-like, definitive, successful. That's what you thought would work. So you bring a guy in like this. He's the only one like this that's running. There was another guy running, Bernie Sanders, similar in the sense that wanted to do it differently. One problem with Bernie Sanders, too liberal, socialist. Ooh, that word, ooh, socialist. I don't even know what it means, but it sounds horrible. He could have never won anyway. Trump, different. People were just so pissed, right? When you're pissed, go for the. I don't care who it is. I'm just pissed. Well, now you're going to care. So this guy, Trump, is that what it is? Is in the White House. He bullies his way in by fat shaming people, calling them names. He takes someone's personality, makes a joke out of it, and fat shames them out of existence. Calls them stupid, a nut job. Fat, untalented, overrated. He calls people names. These are the people that bullied you in the schoolyard, by the way, to make sure that for the rest of your life you had an inferiority complex. So you put this guy in the White House. What do you expect? The guy is going to run the country like it's his company, not your company, ladies and gentlemen. See, that's where we're losing ground. Even if Trump ran this country as a company, it's his company. It's not yours. Oh, he'll say it is, but it's not. He finds Congress, the House of Representatives, the Senate, he finds them to be roadblocks, things that get in the way. He finds the American people, those that disagree with him, which is approximately 68% to 70%, he finds them to be obnoxious and stupid. He finds all Democrats to be nothing but crazy people that just block his ability to command. On top of that, he has mental disorders. Now, I don't make fun of people that have mental disorders. And I'm not making fun of him because I think this is far more serious. He has many mental disorders. I think most of us do. Only we're not president. That's the problem, kids. You've chosen somebody who wants to be the dictator, who doesn't want democracy, who wants autocracy. His right-hand man, Steve Bannon, freely admits, I want to knock down the way that this country works. I want to knock down government, and I want it to run by one person and one entity. That's their goal. That's his goal. It's been clearly stated. What you've done is you've voted to destroy or weaken democracy. That's the outcome. It has been stated by this Trump guy that he respects Vladimir Putin, finds that Putin is a very effective leader. Do you know why, Trump says? Trump says it's because the people do what he says. There are no roadblocks to what Putin wants to do. Therefore, he's efficient. And therefore, he respects Putin as one of the greatest leaders. Don, he's a leader because he stops everybody who opposes him. There's no free press. The media is state-run. The people can't uprise. Those that want to run against him are not allowed to. This is what Trump finds to be effective and admirable. He so stated it many, many times, as I've just told you. You know that's true. He wants to be king of the United States. He wants to be the ruler. He is creating a vacuum of this country's prominence throughout the world. As the United States tries to destroy NATO, back out of climate control pacts, the leadership of this country is already beginning to weaken throughout the world. That creates a vacuum. Who steps into that role? Probably China. Perhaps Russia. This is a weird, dangerous situation. And yesterday, it became quite clear, or at least obvious, that this indeed was the goal of Trump. That his narcissism and his need to rule and to be on the top and to be the smartest in his mind is something that he cannot control. His tweets, which he cannot stop, which he's claimed he shouldn't do when he's president. He said that he was going to stop when he was president. I've played that thousands of times for you. We have audio clips of all this stuff. He continues to tweet instead of run the country. Maybe that's good. Maybe if he ran the country, he'd be in more trouble. He's passed absolutely no legislation whatsoever, really. No health care, no tax reform. I don't see the wall going up, travel ban knocked down. All he's done is sit at a desk and sign executive orders. And he called himself yesterday the busiest and most productive president ever in our United States history. Nothing's been done, sir. This man is delusional. Yesterday he had a cabinet meeting. That's not about building cabinets. This is the people that work with him. There's a good number of them, about 24 of them. He called them into the White House. They sat at a board table, very similar to The Apprentice. Trump sat there, and one by one, his cabinet members read a piece of paper, a script, and one by one, they praised Donald Trump. How fortunate they were to be in this cabinet serving Donald Trump. What a wonderful leader and person Donald Trump is. One by one, they went around the table and declared their respect for Donald Trump. Most of us couldn't believe it. This was an orchestrated, staged praising of Donald Trump in front of Donald Trump. And Trump's reaction through the whole thing was to nod affirmatively about how wonderful indeed he was, gloating about himself. This was not a democratic picture. That being said, we move on to Dennis Rodman, who has just arrived in North Korea. As you know, years ago, Dennis Rodman, basketball player for the Chicago Bulls, former, crazy, more piercings in his face than himself, I guess. Rivals only his own piercings. He went to North Korea. He wants to meet with Kim Jong blah blah blah. I don't know his name. I can't pronounce it. Another dictator. He says he's going there in order to try to, quote unquote, open up a door. Now, and he says that Donald Trump is happy that he, Dennis Rodman, is going. It's odd, again. However, this could be a brilliant move, and I hate to attach the word brilliant to anything that Trump does, but if it works, I will say, okay, maybe show business does work. Maybe ego does work here and there. A few days ago, the leader of North Korea said that he has the ability at any time he wants to fire a nuclear warhead at New York City. We know that's not true. He does not have the ability to do that. We also have the ability to stop it before it arrives, if that were the case. But that threat alone is a serious, horrible, ridiculous, I can't believe he said that kind of thing to say. Dennis Rodman arrives in North Korea, and he's trying to obviously dangle a piece of candy in front of the leader, who is, I think, 10 years old. I'm not sure. He's a young kid. He gets along with Dennis Rodman. They have a good time. That kind of thing. If that works, then maybe okay. You got to try something here. This sword of Damocles is ridiculous. That sword is dangling over our heads because of terrorism, ISIS, terrorist organizations, and North Korea as well. And now Russia has psychologically and cyberly joined that dangling sword over our heads. But also, there's another sword dangling over our heads, and that's the sword of Trump, who doesn't quite understand the damage that he is causing the institution of democracy. And those of you who still hang on to this Trumpian applause, I believe, will someday understand what I'm talking about. It doesn't happen overnight. And by the time it does happen, the damage is done. It's hard to repair. That's all I'm going to say about the subject today. I think it need be said. That's my view. That's my opinion. Let's continue, shall we? Yeah.
You're listening to The Big Show with Ron Van Dam. I wish I could listen to it too, but sometimes he says bad words.
Sure, I like a good burger, but for me, sometimes the best part of the burger gets left on the grill. That's why I'm headed to Burger Guy to try their new Big Gristle Deluxe. A full half pound of hand-scraped grill-hardened gristle, machine-pressed into a greasy patty, and smothered with Burger Guy's signature something like cheese sauce. And for a limited time, it's just $5.99 with a metric ton of fries and keg of soda. Sound good? Yeah, no kidding, huh? Hey, I'll see you at Burger Guy.
For a limited time only at participating Burger Guy restaurants. Please consult with your physician before ingesting reconstituted meat byproducts such as gristle. Burger Guy's something like cheese sauce has not been entirely approved for human consumption by the FDA.
All right, I promise I won't do this a lot, because this is not a fun show for anybody here. And, And of course, there are people who have totally differing opinions from what I've just said, and that's fine, and I get it, and that's okay, you know. But anyway, I'm not going to call people idiots or anything like that. I just have a feeling that you're not putting everything together, and you're not understanding. You see, here's the thing. I'll finish this up. I totally agree that, see, government runs slowly, which appears to be inefficient. Government runs slowly because there are a lot of measures and stopgaps to make sure that whatever changes we make in our government, in our legislation, whatever changes we make are really looked at really, really carefully. All the aspects, all the possibilities, all the ramifications. So it's got to go through this step, and then this step, and then this step, and then this step. And that takes time, because there are a lot of steps that require time. So it's not that it's inefficient. It's slow. But it's slow for a reason. It's slow because you can't hastily put something through that wasn't thought through properly. So there's a reason for that. It's part of democracy to make sure that we're all protected, both up and down, both positively and negatively. That's why it's slow. You got tired of slow. And this generation wants things fast. The economy has grown very slowly since what happened back in 2008 with the close to depression kind of economy that we had. That doesn't bounce back in one day. That's taken probably 10 years. The interest rates are still ridiculously low. Remember, you used to have a savings account, put money in a savings account, and 10 years later, you'd have a lot of money. It's 0.5%, man, 0.5%. Used to be 5%, used to be 6%. Used to be 10% at one point, I think. But it was never as low as 0.5% or 0.25%, I think is more accurate. For about 10 years, it's been about 0.1%, or 5 years, it's been 0.1%. That's horrible. And I understand the anger. I get that. And you thought that a real businessman could take care of the taxes and the health care, and you'd be making a lot of money, and all the dollars you wouldn't have to pay to the government or to the state. You could keep it all. Your family would be better off. You could purchase things again. You can have a better life, a better home. I get that. That's been going on for 50 years, that attitude and that thought process. And I get it, and it's real. And you're right. And you're right. But, unfortunately, the person that was representing that anger and that discontent was a true asshole. And you didn't care, and you thought, oh, the more asshole-y he is, the more effective he will be. But you chose the wrong person to do it. You handed the task over to a madman. And that's the problem. You wanted change so bad, you didn't care about who the person was. Oh, he gave us plenty of clues with that thing about being able to grab Poussey on that tour bus there, you know, shaming women and treating them like dirt and calling people fat and, you know, just being nasty and attaching names to people in order to bully them. You knew who this was. You knew that this guy was a total lunatic. But what you didn't understand was that this man can be destructive because he wants to serve himself. The joke's on you. He's not serving you. He's serving himself. Once you get that through your head, you'll understand what I'm talking about. This is not for the American people. This is for Donald Trump's own personal success, own gratification, so that he can gloat and he can take his disillusionments, the things he sees that don't exist, like large crowds at his inauguration, like people cheering after 9/11 in communities in New Jersey. All these illusions, like Barack Obama is not an American citizen, never was. We just overlooked it. All these claims are manipulations, ladies and gentlemen, in order to make himself be the king. He's comfortable in that position. He's not comfortable in a democracy. He's comfortable as a dictator, because that's what companies do. It's not about the people. It's about how much money you can put in your own pocket. Someday you'll understand that. That day could be coming very, very soon. In the meantime, those of us that already realize this are going nuts.
Do you find yourself feeling depressed, hopeless, having trouble sleeping, struggling with frequent panic attacks, irritability, constant arguments with family?
I know Dad did too. I know that.
Friends. Or even friends of friends on Facebook. Yelling at your phone or computer screen.
Unbelievable.
And the constant urge to pull out your hair. If any of these sound familiar, you may be suffering from TIAD or Trump-induced anxiety disorder. Impeachara may help. Impeachara is a prescription medication that may alleviate many symptoms of TIAD. Impeachara works on your brain's neurotransmitters and optical receptors, convincing you that Donald Trump has already been impeached. Not all patients have the same reactions, and results may vary.
Okay.
Side effects may include elation, the ability to focus on work and family again, and reconnecting with people you called ignorant fuckfaces on social media.
Boom.
Women that are pregnant or nursing should ask their doctor, as well as their state legislators, if they are allowed to take this medicine. Impeachara is not approved for children or adolescents under voting age and should not be taken by those in favor of the current administration, for it may cause thoughts of suicide or spontaneous bowel movements. In rare cases, people have developed a skin condition known as Cheeto face. Tell your doctor right away if you have thoughts of comb-overs or experience a reduction in the size of your hands. Before you decrease or stop taking Impeachara, make sure you have disabled instant news alerts on all of your mobile devices.
Things got pretty dark there for a while, but thanks to Impeachara, I've elected to be happy. Nice shot.
Talk to your doctor to see if Impeachara might be right for you.
Go again.
Also, do it fairly soon before you lose your health insurance.
All right, that's enough. Father's Day is coming up really, really quickly. Oh, look, there it is. What do you get your father, a tie? Guys don't wear ties anymore. Give me a break. Perfume, that's for girls. Aftershave, nobody shaves anymore. Nobody shaves after. But you want him to smell good, don't you? So consider this. We're going to speak to our guest now, who's going to talk about Father's Day gifts, because nobody knows what to get a father. Here's some ideas.
Hello, Ron. How are you? Christian Damides.
How are you today, sir?
I'm doing good, Ron. Thank you for having us.
Christian is a TV personality and celebrity stylist. Now,
that's right.
You know, here's what's interesting to me. We talked about Mother's Day recently, and we talk about women's fragrances and such. We never talk about men anymore on these shows. It's always the women. And as Father's Day is coming up, we're turning our focus as to what to get the father other than a tie.
Well, you don't want to just get him a tie. You want to give him that option and that feeling of being able to to recognize the different scents and the personalities, and that you know his personality, and going according to the scent that we have here for him.
You know, it's funny in a sense that men don't wear fragrances enough. And I don't understand why not. And, you know, maybe you can help in bringing this back to men's daily routine. I don't understand why men shy away from this. I think it's a great thing.
It is a great thing. And I think a lot has to do with being able to pick the right fragrance according to your style and personality. Uh-huh. And I think that's why it's important that the options that I have here will relate to you personally and relate to your style. It will make you feel comfortable to say, hey, when I wake up in the morning, get out of the shower, that's the first thing that I'm going to do. Because honestly, it creates memories, and that's exactly what we want to do, is create timeless, lifetime memories.
I mean, I personally, I'm attracted to fragrances. I always have been, and I think it's great, although it varies and it's different for men. So what kind of things should men be looking for, or should we be getting our male friends?
Well, some of my recommendations for this Father's Day, I love Hugo Boss's Scent Intense. It's a great fragrance that's for that confident man that likes to be in a suit, polished look, buttoned up every day, very much like a George Clooney, you know what I mean? That's the style that this man is going to feel like, and
right.
It's got great scents of manuka fruit, leather, and vanilla, so the combination is perfect for that type of man.
Good. What are some other ideas?
Well, some of the other ideas that I have here are, of course, Eternity by Calvin Klein, which is a look that's a little bit more in the casual. It's got a distinctive type of look, and it's timeless, and it's perfect for that man that likes the green botanicals and sage and cedarwood. So it's a little bit more laid back. It's been around for years, so it's a perfect cologne also that goes down generation after generation. So it's a timeless type of cologne. Another great option is Gucci Guilty Pour-Homme. This type of cologne will make him feel like a type of Christian De La Fuente or Ricky Martin. It's got a very, not such of a classical look, but more relaxed, also very adventurous. And I love that it's got the scent of orange blossom and patchouli, which is perfect for every single kind of guy, because these are the scents that we want to bring in, right? These are the scents that we want people remembering us. Now, if you have more of a macho look and you like more of a stronger type of scent, the Gucci Absolute is another great option for him. This is for the guy that likes, you know, to smoke his cigars, mm-hmm. pair it with a nice aged cognac. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. No, I do, because I love cognac, so I do understand.
Yeah, well, see, well, then this Gucci Absolute will be perfect for you. But now, if you also like to be sporty and you like to be more adventurous, mm-hmm. be more in the outdoors, more like a David Beckham type of guy, mm-hmm. then Davidoff Cool Water is a perfect option for you. It's also got some nice, cool, fresh scent, and I love that it's got peppermint and lavender, because that'll give you a nice, fresh feel throughout the day.
Yeah.
But I have one more that's also that very cool scent for dad. It's Lacoste Magnetic. This type of cologne, it's got a tea and vetiver blend, which is perfect. And it'll make dad feel like, you know, he's always on his feet, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? Always the next step. It's for that type of guy that doesn't mind the latest technologies and always wants to be in the trends and fashion.
Yeah. Here, I guess the tip that I would say is when you give a father or a guy a fragrance, have them spray it on themselves, and then you gotta really go, oh my God, that is wonderful! You smell so great, you know. And then they'll buy it, you know, and they'll go, oh, look, I'm gonna wear this every day. Look at the reaction I'm getting, you know.
Absolutely,
do a little theater.
yeah. You're absolutely right. It's about trying on, making sure that whoever you're gifting this cologne to, that dad tries it on his skin, lets it sit, let him catch on. We all have different type of body
right.
oil, so it'll catch differently with all of us. And even the Gucci Absolute, it's a little bit stronger. Many would think that's more for an older type of man. Honestly, it's really a great cologne to try on, because it'll go on differently on everyone.
Yes.
And all of these options are perfect for that special guy, you know, at home, for that special dad. And especially if you're looking for something that will go according to them, pay close attention to the scent. Don't just go buy that to their personality either. Give them a chance to be able to try it on at home and let them be the judge of that ultimate scent for them.
Fragrances are difficult because you can't demonstrate them on television. You can't smell them unless you're with the product. So it's tough to buy online because you can't try it first, although people do once they're familiar with what they want. But give me an example of some. You work with celebrities all the time. Do celebrities, are they into fragrances?
Absolutely. That's one of the main accessories that they have to take with them. You know, after 15 years of working with a lot of celebrities for special events, including red carpets, there is not one man that I see on a red carpet that doesn't have a nice scent that goes with them as well. And that's really what defines their personalities. And that's how Dad wants to feel, too. Dad wants to feel defined. He wants to be remembered. And what not better way than with one of these special fragrances that we just described, because that's honestly what you're going to remember them for eternity.
Perfect. Where do I go for more information? Because this is around the corner. I got to get going on this one.
Well, listen, you can visit Macy's.com or go down to your local Macy's in South Shore Mall, and you'll find all of these that I just described right now.
Perfect. Hey, thank you so much, Gretchen. Great information and a gift idea that is, it's a common gift idea, but executing it, go out and do it. And
that's right.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, and you know what, best of everything as well, they're under $100, so they're very accessible. Better yet, most of these are under $75, so there's no excuse to find Dad that perfect scent for Father's Day.
Excellent. Hey, thanks for your time today. Always a pleasure.
Thank you so much for
having me. Take care. Bye-bye. Well, I hope that's given you some ideas. I think you should smell good because it's better than what you smell like now. My God, seriously. Have yourselves a wonderful day. I'll be with you again tomorrow. Hopefully you'll join me then and I'll be more humorous. I guarantee. Until then, I wish you peace. Bye.